This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-third majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Later, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. BJP National President Nitin Nobin said that opposition alliance have committed a grave betrayal to the country's half population by not allowing the passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill, which would effectively implement the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, he said that the true anti-women face of Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and the entire INDIA alliance was once again exposed. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu criticized the Congress-led opposition for blocking the Women's Reservation Bill in Parliament. In a social media post, he said the move denied a historic step towards women's empowerment and accused the opposition led by the Indian National Congress of political obstruction. Mr. Naidu said the action deprived millions of women of equal reservation representation and added that the nation would remember it. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. U.S. President Donald Trump also welcomed the move in a social media post. Meanwhile, oil prices dropped more than 11% following the announcement. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Iran's announcement declaring that the Strait of Hormuz has been completely opened for all commercial vessels for the remainder of the ongoing ceasefire, describing it as a positive step towards easing tensions in a region. In a social media post, Mr. Guterres underlined the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and maintaining stability in one of the world's most critical maritime corridors for global energy and trade flows. Iran has rejected claims by U.S. President Donald Trump that it has agreed to transfer its enriched uranium to the United States, with its foreign ministry strongly dismissing the assertion. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Tehran would not allow such a move under any circumstances. In IPL cricket, skipper Shubman Gill's majestic half-century propelled the Gujarat Titans to a 5-wicket victory over Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing the target of 181 runs, GT achieved the target in 19.4 overs. Shubman Gill was declared player of the match. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.